WXCO 98.9, Wausau's real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WXCO News, I'm Isabella Nieto. Hundreds lined Rib Mountain Drive over the weekend for a protest against ICE. It was one of many protests happening in Wisconsin on Saturday and one of hundreds nationwide. Marathon County Democratic Party Chair Nancy Stensel was there.
I was thinking, you know, maybe 100 people show up, and there were over 500 people that showed up. So many young people.
The protests come in the wake of federal immigration officials fatally shooting Green Bay native Alex Preti on January 24th. And after 5-year-old Liam Conejo Ramos and his father were detained by immigration officers in Minnesota and held at an ICE facility in Texas a few days prior. Stensel says Saturday's protest reflected on those events. She said one person brought a sign that stood out.
The one that struck me the most is somebody had, it was computer generated, but it showed a little boy in the, I call them Nazi pajamas, that was behind bars, and then it showed Liam with his rabbit hat standing on the other side, and they're looking at each other.
The father and son were released following a judge's order and have been returned to Minneapolis as of Sunday. She says there were some counter-protesters expressing support for ICE.
Across the street, there was, I think, 3 people over there, and then there was... It was either 2 or 3 younger men standing in the crowd holding a Trump and Vance sign. And they just stood there. You know, they didn't really heckle anybody. You know, they were respectful.
She says organizers of the event are planning another protest towards the end of the month. It's Career and Technical Education, or CTE, month in Wisconsin, and the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development and the State Department of Financial Institutions are celebrating the role career and technical education plays in preparing students for success. CTE helps improve academic performance, increases graduation rates, and provides students with the skills and real-world experiences needed to succeed in post-secondary education and high-demand careers. CTE programs across the state collaborate with business and industry partners to meet evolving workforce needs, support local economic growth, and prepare students for career fields expected to grow in the coming years. The Wausau School District offers CTE programs at the high school and middle school levels, including programs in agriculture, family and consumer sciences, technology and engineering, business, marketing, and more. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources encourages Wisconsinites to learn about flood risks across the state and available flood insurance options this week during Flood Insurance Awareness Week. Because flooding has historically been the state's most common natural hazard, homeowners should prepare for the spring season and look into flood insurance. Most national flood insurance program policies include a standard 30-day waiting period before coverage begins. You can contact your local zoning administrator or search their address on FEMA's MAP Service Center to learn about flood risk in your area. Additional resources on flood insurance and flood risk mitigation are available on the Wisconsin Office of the Commissioner of Insurance's Flood Insurance and Disasters webpages. Another candidate for state lawmaker has thrown their hat in the ring. John Kroll is running to represent the 85th Assembly District, which represents large parts of Wausau and Weston. Kroll currently serves on the Marathon County Board, but is giving up his seat. In a statement, Kroll took aim at the Republican-controlled state legislature, saying they've, quote, been siding with big corporations and billionaires, leaving hardworking Wisconsinites behind. Kroll could face incumbent Representative Pat Snyder, who hasn't announced re-election plans yet. Snyder won re-election in 2024 in a race against Yi Lang Xiong, who has announced his bid for state treasurer. Marathon County contractors can get free lead contractor training through the County Health Department and the City of Wausau. According to an announcement, the trainings are aimed at helping contractors learn lead-safe work practices and earn state certifications required for renovation and lead abatement work in pre-1978 housing and child-occupied facilities. The courses will take place at the department's office in Wausau. They include lead OSHA, lead-safe renovator, lead abatement worker, and lead abatement supervisor training courses. The courses are free with a $100 deposit cash only if the participant doesn't attend the training. To register, visit marathoncounty.gov/health or the Marathon County Health Department's Facebook page. Dozens of the 575 federally recognized Native American tribes are making it easier to get tribal IDs by waiving fees, lowering the age of eligibility, and printing cards on the spot. Experts say it's the first time tribal ID cards have been widely used as proof of U.S. citizenship and protection against federal law enforcement. It comes after reports of immigration agents stopping and detaining tribal members have popped up in the last month. I'm Isabella Nieto for WXCO News.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The statewide debate over online sports betting is now in Governor Tony Evers' hands. Over the weekend on WISN 12's Upfront program, Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel CEO Dominic Ortiz urged the governor to sign the online betting bill, saying tribes should be allowed to operate mobile betting, calling it a chance to keep gaming revenue in Wisconsin. Ortiz says Pottawatomie is ready to launch once the bill is signed. The measure cleared both houses with bipartisan votes, but Evers says he's still listening to concerns from tribes that haven't endorsed the plan. 8 of the 11 Wisconsin tribes have voiced support through a joint letter if it does get passed. A lawsuit is likely waiting. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says the bill goes too far, claiming lawmakers don't have the power to authorize new forms of gambling. The group says it will sue if the governor signs it. OSHA has cited a maker of beauty products in Prescott, Wisconsin, for safety issues following an explosion and fire. The feds are proposing over $275,000 in fines that the company is contesting. A 55-gallon drum of nitrocellulose exploded, causing a fire with flammable liquids in the western Wisconsin community. OSHA says they found no proper training for new hires on chemicals, respiratory protection, or medical checks. Citations include 2 repeat violations, 10 serious ones for items like fire extinguishers and forklifts, and 6 other issues on records and material handling. And if you've ever heard of a scam targeting older people, there's a good chance it involved a crypto ATM. Wisconsin lawmakers passed a bill before they retired to crack down on those machines, which are often used in fraud schemes. The measure would limit daily transactions to $1,000 and require kiosk companies to refund money if victims report fraud quickly. Supporters say it's needed because scammers have stolen hundreds of millions of dollars nationwide through crypto ATMs. The bill heads to Governor Tony Evers for his signature. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Rays tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of the series against Tampa Bay in Milwaukee. The Brewers losing 3-2 last night. Closer Trevor McGill giving up the go-ahead run in the 9th. The game starting out with the Brewers' new lefty, Kyle Harrison, surrendering a home run to the Rays' leadoff batter, Yandy Diaz. Harrison after the loss.
Good to get the first one out of the way. Obviously didn't start off how I wanted. You know, didn't execute a changeup, but felt like I bounced back pretty good and, you know, got the 5, you know, ideally 6, but, you know, worked a little too hard on those first couple innings.
Brewers' Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I thought he threw the ball well, and for his first outing with us, I mean, he threw the ball really well and responded really well, especially after the first 2 innings.
The team picked up an outfielder, Luis Matos, in a trade with the Giants for cash. Women's college basketball. Wisconsin season comes to an end after losing to Columbia 67-50 in the WIBA tournament. The Bucks host the Dallas Mavericks tonight at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers, maybe an isolated thunder shower later today with a high in the upper 40s to near 50 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the upper 20s tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy with a high right around 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wausau News Roundup from WXCO. Find more news anytime at WXCO.fm. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.